Here with your Market Line Commodity Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. Agricultural markets were all hit hard last week, although farmers of one grain commodity received some welcomed good news. Sorghum had its biggest week in export sales in about 5 years. Much of those sales are going to China, which is a surprise to some, not only because of coronavirus, but because they're on pace to far exceed the USDA's estimate of 900,000 metric tons this crop year. Garrett Toy is a market analyst and broker with Ag Trader Talk.
From a sorghum standpoint, that's awesome because we've got a glut. You know, we've got stuff we've got to work through domestically. That's great for the U.S. producer. Longer term, that also might be a little bit friendly for corn as well, because if we're not using sorghum for ethanol usage, that's more corn usage for ethanol. But bigger picture is China going to go back to the way they were in 14, 15, 16, 17, where they're buying about 4 million metric ton of sorghum a year?
Those Chinese sorghum imports of the past really dropped off in 2018 as a result of the trade war, and much of that U.S. sorghum has been going to ethanol. But you may be wondering, with demand slow on almost every other commodity, what is China using all of this sorghum for?
What did the Chinese use sorghum for? What's the cattle feed? A sweetener, but mostly they use it for alcohol, you know, for consumption. The baijiu is typically what they use it for.
Hopefully a sign of stronger demand for sorghum and other grains moving forward. With the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Tim Hammerich.